The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I'm chatting to Priscilla, who has called in from Auckland. She's coming down to perform at the Nelson Symphony Orchestra, the solo spotlight showcasing top young soloists from all around New Zealand. This is happening on the 13th of September, so she must be practicing a fair bit. How are you doing, Priscilla?
I'm doing great today, thank you. And I'm so excited to be performing with the Nelson Symphony Orchestra since it's my first time performing with an orchestra. And it's really a dream come true. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
So can you tell us a bit about your journey and how you got to the instrument that you'll be playing?
I started learning the violin when I was 4 years old. And since both my older siblings played piano, I was constantly exposed to classical music from the time I was very young. But when I first started learning it, it wasn't love at first sight. I found it very tedious, and I also sounded like a screeching cat. And my family moved from Singapore to Auckland when I was 5 years old, and I began learning from Julie Drew. And I also started participating in violin competitions when I was 7. I've always loved competing and performing because it gives me motivation when I practice. And I've now been learning from Dr. John Thompson for about a year, and I really love learning from him. I'm so excited to be performing with the Nelson Symphony Orchestra.
It sounds like an amazing opportunity. Now, can you tell us a bit about what you'll be performing and maybe what's your favourite thing about performing that piece?
I'll be playing the third movement of Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3 in G major. And I would say my favourite thing about the piece is how bright and joyful it is. I'm really hoping that at the solo spotlight concert, I can share the joy of Mozart's music with the audience.
And what's most exciting about performing down here in Nelson?
Playing with the orchestra is just a huge dream come true for me. And I'm really grateful to the Nelson Symphony Orchestra for giving me the opportunity. And since my teacher, Dr. John Thompson, is also the concertmaster in the orchestra, it would be really special to be playing with him. And it's not just the performance I'm looking forward to, but also the rehearsals. I'm really excited to learn from the conductor and all the orchestral musicians. And another thing I'm looking forward to is hearing the other 6 soloists. I think it's going to be really inspiring to hear them play and to interact with them.
Sounds like it's going to be something very special. Now, you've already done so much in your violin career for someone so young. What are your goals for the future, Priscilla?
I aspire possibly to become a professional musician and maybe a violin teacher, but currently, I'm still keeping my options open. I don't really have any set concrete goals for the future. I don't really know what the future is going to look like. So I just want to work as hard as I can. And I really love playing the violin and I hope to keep growing as a musician. And thank you so much for the opportunity to do this interview. It's such a special opportunity to me and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for your time today. So that's the Nelson Symphony Orchestra Solo Spotlight, the 13th of September. Now, this is a showcase showcasing some of the top young soloists from around the country. Thank you so much for chatting to me today, Priscilla. If you want to get your tickets or find out some more information about this spectacular event happening here in Nelson, head to nso.nz. Thanks, Priscilla.
Thank you so much.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.